Cars America.
Hey, is Ruben in?
May I ask who's calling?
This is Scott at the Bank of Cardiff.
I'm sorry, from where?
From the Bank of Cardiff.
Okay, hang on a second.
Thanks.
For Ruben?
Yeah.
What is this regarding, sir?
Just a follow-up. About a week or so ago, we'd sent him out an offer for some finance for equipment and capital, just checking in and see if he had any questions. And
what are your rates going for? What do you need to run a check, or what do you need if it's a corporation?
Okay, we have a lot of different programs. There's not just one, like, rate overall. What would you guys be looking for?
Forget equipment finance. I'm talking to my bank already. So, but what do you have to offer?
Okay. What type of equipment are you looking for?
It's about $50,000 to $60,000.
Okay.
Actually, anywhere from 20 to 60. So anywhere depending on which one we decide to get.
Okay. Are you looking all new? Are you looking used or mixed?
New.
New. Okay. All right. And how long have you guys been in business there?
We're a 25-year-old business, but we just did a name change. We switched from we're a corporation now, so it's not a sole proprietor. So it's
okay.
It's a new business.
A C corp or a S corp?
C.
C. Okay. Cool. Cool. All right. And some rates, on equipment start at 4% and kind of go up there depending on credit details, some other factors as well. Are you the 100% owner, or do you have partners?
No, it's a corporation, so.
Okay.
There's positions.
All right. How many people are involved there?
Two.
Two?
Yeah.
Okay. And how's personal credit?
Not good.
Not good?
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right, well, we do work with, on equipment, we work with all different credit tiers, so we've got, programs available. I mean, when you say not good, are you talking 500s?
Yeah, it's in the 500s, from 7 years ago, so.
Mm-hmm.
There's no bankruptcy, it was just an open balance from 7 years ago.
No bankruptcy.
That goes for both of us.
Okay, for both of you?
Yeah, it's about the same. Not exact, but close enough.
Yeah. Are there any tax liens?
No.
No? Okay. And what did you do last year in total revenue?
It's a new business.
What were you guys? You said you were in business for 25 years. What were you doing before?
Same type of business. Well, actually, I'm new here, but there's another gentleman that was... He's been here for long, but it's a new company, new name, everything's new. So it has nothing to do with the old company.
Okay.
I can't attach anything to it.
All right. Well, if everything's new, we'd be looking at financing it as a startup, but that's not a problem. We definitely do work with startups for equipment. Have you guys gotten an approval from your bank already? What did they say when you went to them about the equipment?
Well, no, we just talked to him already, but we're going to be looking at the product next week.
Uh-huh.
And then we'll go from there. Maybe the manufacturer of that product or that distributor, they'll have their own lenders too. So.
Okay. What type of the equipment are you guys looking at right now?
It's a frame machine.
Frame machine?
Yeah, frame straightening machine.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, actually, years ago, I actually worked in claims department in an insurance company, so I got a little bit of familiarity with the equipment there. Okay. And so you got a pretty wide range on the cost for. Is, you said 20 to 60K. Would that be just for the frame machine, or is that 20 to 60K depending on maybe some other things you might look to?
Measuring device.
Measuring device. Okay.
Yeah, frame measuring device. So.
All right. And
you might both at once, or maybe one at a time. It just depends.
Okay. How much is the measuring device, and how much is the frame machine?
We don't know the exact prices yet. If I were to guess, I would say 20 for the measuring, and another 20 to 25 for the other one, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah, there's so many packages. That's why I need this guy to come down here and to show us what he's got.
Yeah. Okay.
You don't get the full detail on their website, so.
Got it. And they're coming in next week to meet with you guys.
Yeah.
Okay. And then how soon are you looking to pick up this equipment, if you like what he has to say next week?
So next week, if I could close it as soon as possible.
Okay. All right. Well, we've got a pretty pretty quick, simple application process here. If you'd be interested in getting an app in with us, we can probably have an answer for you sometime early, early to mid next week, if you're able to get it in over the weekend.
Okay. You want to call me Thursday. Once I'm done with picking out the product, we'll go from there.
Okay. Do you want to give me an email? I'll shoot you over an email with my info, and I'll give you the list of stuff we need for application right now.
Yeah.
Okay. What's your email?
It's info at cars, C-A-R-S, America, cc.com.
Okay, info at carsamericacc.com.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. And this new business, is it still at the old location, 511 Commercial Street? Or you?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. And what's the new name of the business going to be?
New name of the business?
Yeah.
That is a new name. Cars America.
Oh, got it. Cars America, cool. All right. And what happened to the old business there? Did you said it was in business for 25 years, but you're kind of starting things new. What's tell me a little bit about what happened there.
None. I don't have to tell you nothing. Just a name change.
Well, I mean, it's a big difference between financing a equipment for a 25-year company versus a startup. The rates are pretty big difference.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I will, if you don't want to tell me anything.
The other shop, there's nothing, there's no monkey business. There's no bankruptcy, nothing with the other one. It's just that we're starting off fresh, So I'm a new member here, so we're all doing everything new. So there's no need to get the other business involved. And if we're going to get the other involved, what's the point of, changing the name at all?
Mm-hmm.
So for tax reasons, for everything, it's going to be under a new name.
Hey, okay. No, I'm just, if...
The new equipment, everything's going to be under a new name. And if you can't get it, I could just put it on my credit card, or I could just pay it off. I don't mind. I don't have to get a loan. If I want to pay for this thing, I'll pay for it.
Okay, I'm just, when it comes to financing, there's a big difference between a startup or financing it. I mean, if we're able to do it under the old business, then it's a huge difference in the rates.
That's the thing. If it was under the old name, a lot of people could do a lot of things if I want to keep the old way, but I don't. So that's when you come in. If you could, what rates can you offer? What can you do under the new name? If you can't do it, then it's out of your hands. You can't do it. So, but my bank could go based on the balance I have in their account. They could go based on that. So, maybe we can't make a deal with you, but, this is the circumstances. If you could work with me, then go ahead and email me the info. If not, then don't even bother.
Then we can definitely work it with you. It's, we'll just be doing it as a startup. So we've done that before. It's not a big deal for us.
Yeah. I told you everything you need to know. Like, far as the credit goes, it's crap.
Mm-hmm.
Personal credit, business credit for the other businesses, it's fine. It is what it is, but it just, it's a new business. Let's just say that business is closed. Well, we can't get a loan now for this one?
No, you could get, if the business, the other business was closed, or regardless of what happened, you can get a loan. We do loans for startups, but, you know, if there's another business that, you know, it's the same type of business, if we can do the loan through the other business, it's just, it's a lot better rates for an existing business than a startup.
Yeah, I know, but, you know, I can't write it off.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the point?
Okay, well, you know, we can do it that way as a new business, so I'll shoot you over what we need, and, okay.
Thank you.
All right, thanks.
Bye.
Bye.